Unit 5, page 50, exercise 2.
Nature and numbers. What do snowflakes, a spider's web, snail shells, and sunflowers have in common? It may seem strange, but their shape and structure follow the same patterns. Patterns that are based on math. Let's find out about a pattern of numbers called Fibonacci numbers. When you ride your bike to school, walk in the park, or simply look out of the window, you'll probably see an example of a Fibonacci number. It could be the number of petals on a flower, maybe 8 or 13, or the number of spirals on a shell, perhaps 21 or 34. There are an infinite number of examples in nature. But what exactly is a Fibonacci number? Fibonacci numbers belong to a sequence which starts with 0 and 1. Each number that is added to the sequence is the sum of the two previous numbers. For example, after 0 and 1, the next number is 1, 0 plus 1, then 2, 1 plus 1, 3, 2 plus 1, 5, 8, 13, and so on. Why do these numbers occur so often in nature? For hundreds of years, mathematicians, botanists, and physicists have searched for an explanation. Is it a coincidence? Do the numbers occur in plants because they represent the best growth patterns? Over 800 years ago, an Italian mathematician was asking the same questions. His name was Leonardo Pisano Fibonacci. Fibonacci arrived at the sequence of numbers after studying how rabbits reproduced and multiplied over a year. While he was busy studying these numbers, other mathematicians started to notice how frequently the formation appeared in the natural world. Let's look at the sequence in flowers first. The number of petals in a flower follows the Fibonacci sequence. Sunflowers are an excellent example of this. Count the petals, and you'll find precisely 21, 34, or 55, numbers which belong to the sequence. In the center of a sunflower, there's also a spiral pattern, which goes in two directions. These are called Fibonacci spirals. The dimension of each section of the spiral follow the Fibonacci sequence. However, Fibonacci numbers are not only found in flowers. The unique geometric formation of the Fibonacci spiral occurs in thousands of plants, animals, and other natural phenomena. We can see them in spiders' webs, pine cones, seashells, snowflakes, and hurricanes. Even the Milky Way has several spiral arms, each of them following the Fibonacci sequence. A lot of people study Fibonacci numbers even today. They've appeared in popular movies and books, such as The Da Vinci Code, as well as in science journals and school science books. Some people have tried to apply the numbers to everything in nature. It's tempting to insist on a simple underlying connection between all things in the natural world. However, nature is complex, and not all plants and animals follow the same sequence. Still, Fibonacci numbers have provided us with a better understanding of how things grow and multiply. Maybe math doesn't inspire you, but numbers in nature will.